Braisa, top of Nevavim Beis, Tanya Rabbanan, I'm Rabbeya Sa'ir. Somebody wants to square up a city to measure the Tchum Shabbos. Isa Isak and Tavim Rabbas. He squares out the city. He goes to the north, east, west, and south extremities of the city. He draws a line and he squares it out. Chlezin then he measures the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos, and then he squares out the Tchum as well. For Isa Isak and Tavim Rabbas. Avaitri makes that into a square. And the Shiloh is, the Brisa says in two steps. First, you square out the city. Then you measure the Alpayim, the 2,000 Amos Tchum Shabbos. Then you square out the Tchum. And the Shiloh is, what's the purpose of the first Ribuah, squaring out the city, Merabeh the ear? What's the purpose? What's the Tzerech? What's the Te'elis of that? L'chaya, you just start from the extremities of the city, and you make the Alpayim in all directions, and you Merabeh at the end. You can end up in the exact same place as you end up with the way the Brisa says to do it. So what's the point of the first Ribuah ear? Right, so Chayis Dov is not coming from them. Beis Hashem, we'll get back to that. Mishnah, beginning the parak, from the bottom of the base, and the base starts off. Ketzam Abner Zaharim. How do we do Ibra Yoris? It says, Bayis Nichnas, Bayis Yotzei, Pogam Nichnas, Pogam Yotzei, Hoysham Gedudois, Gevois, Sarat Vachem, Gsham Nefashis, etc., etc. All these things, Metzinas, Amida, Kenegdon. You draw a line, Kenegdon. For Oysakim and Tabner Bas, you square it out. Kadesh Niska as is obvious. That's what it means. Ketzah Abram Sa'ar. Rashi explains what does it mean the Abram. What's the Lashon Abram? Mefarish Gemara. Lashon Isha Ubra, like a pregnant woman. Ubra, the Ubra sticks out. Snana come on. Mishnah says they're on the Samach. Interesting that the Mishnah after the base coming off of Mishnah they're on the Samach. The Nes Neruva be Burushal ear. Someone puts his ear in the Burushal ear. So you see how Lashon the Burushal ear. Amma Vice Chayes Yesh Ibra ear. You see in the Mishnah of Samach there's such a thing as Ibra ear. So Mefarish Rashi now back to the after the base explaining Ketzad Yesh Ibra. So how do you do that Ibra Yoris that's referenced the Mishnah of Samach Ketzad Ba'Avrim as Arm? How do you make that Ibra Yoris? Now if you look at the Nehem and Aleph of the Brisa starts off about the same. Tanya Rabbanan Ketzad Ba'Avrim as Arm. Also how do you do Ibra Yoris? Arucha K'may Shehi. Agul, if it's round, Oisla is obvious, you square it off, make corners, Rabas, Enos is obvious, Rechavim, it's an Echel, Kitzarim, it's an Acher. All the rules basically are of Ribuah. So, in the Mishnah of the Beis, the Rashi seems to explain it. The Ketzer Abba Sa'arim is how do you do the Din of Ibar, something sticking out of a city? There's Din of something sticking out of a city. How do you do those Din of Ruvah Shal'ir, something sticking out of the city? And the Mishnah explains, Bayis Nichnas, Bayis Yotze, Pogam Nichnas, Pogam Yotze, all these things. Says I'll do it, and after his Matsinus Media connect, and then he squared off. The Bryce Nafnanay is Kate Sam Abmazarim, right where jumps to Ribuah here. Now the Emma says, at the Rambam, Pesach Shnayis Nafsamach, on that Mishnah of Nois Neruva, Beburah Shal'ir, the Rambam teaches, what's Iburah Shal'ir? The Rambam says, Ribuah Shal'ir. The Taich of Iburah Shal'ir, the Rambam says, means Ribuah Shal'ir. Putting your ear in the Iburah Shal'ir, but also of Leklum, the Rambam says, it means someone put his ear in the Ribuah Shal'ir. So then, according to the Rambam, will come out the Mishnah Nafnam Beis is explaining Ketzam Ba'Avmas Arim. How do you make that Ribuah Shal'ir that's referenced in Nafsamach? And of them, it says that the way you do it is by Snichlus, by Yetzi, etc., all these things, and then Matzinas and Mida Kenegdon, and then Oisus Sukkim and Tabim Rabas. And the Ketzam Ba'Avmas Arim is really going to the last line, so to speak. They do all these things, and then you make them, they stretch it out, and you make lines from the Tabim Rabas, and that's how you Ma'Avim the ear, that's how you make the Ribuah Shal'ir. These are the building blocks, then you make the Ribuah Shal'ir. And that's the taich, that's the definition of Yibur Shalir. The Rambam says in Pishish Nais, in the Dom, Daf Nevov also, Hanor Dem Yir, someone says, Koinem, a certain, coming in, Yisrael Go, Hanor of a city, Alai, the Mishnah says that you also be Yibur HaMutah B'Tchumah, it's also to go into the Yibur Yir, but it's Mutah to go into the Tchumah of the Yir. And there also the Rambam says, what's the Yibur Shalir? The Rambam says it means the Yibur. So the Rambam clearly translates that the Yibur Shalir. That's what the Ibur Shalir, it says Ibur Shalir in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is over here, Mishnah is in the Dorm, the Taichir, the Ibur Shalir is the Ribuah. Now the Me'iri, well, there's a few Me'iris talk about over here. First of all, the Me'iri, he dons a Shiloh in our parak about to make a Kaifa around the Ribuah. After Rabbeinu the Ear, you make a Kaifa around it. We know there's a Mishnah, Mishnah Machalik Zemeir, and the Chomim, Shalom Lert, the Mishnah, Adaf Zayin and Aleph, Nice and kaf for ear diver mayor. A mayor says you give a kaf to a city. They extend the Shiv Mishraim, which let's say 125 feet or something like that, out of the city before you start counting the alpine. Chum say, Omer Karf Elam Shtea Yoris. Din of Karf, But Chazar Masagna is Zot Zachnor, when there's two cities, and you want to connect them, so then, if there's less than 141, the third Amos between them, so give Shiv Mishraim to each, that connects them. But Yerachas, you don't give Karfif. Kabbalah is Div Karfif, Machalik Zomer, the Chomim, if Karfif is Daft, the Yerachas, or if Karfif is even for, is only for, is even Yerachas, or is only for Shtei Ayaris. The Div Karfif, the Meiri Klesik Shiloh, if you put a Karfif around the Ribu after a bit of the city, you then get to put a Karfif around it. Now, for the fact that once done, put a Karfif around the city, a Karfif, the Karfif itself definitely has the din of Ibra Ir. In fact, according to the Chumim, Hodev Karfif has said only the Gabi Chibra Yoris, the Gabi connected to cities each other. So obviously, it has the din of Ibra Ir, it works to Mechaba Yoris. And the Meiri Dans to put a Karfif around the Ribua. Raz Maskonas, you don't put the Karfif around the Ribua, says Afim Omer Medina Karfif. If it's a din Karfif, the Karfif is also Chnor in the Ir itself, Karfif is also Chnish of the Ribua, you don't put a Karfif around the Ribua. So it seems pretty clear, Hamidos, that he agrees to this halacha that we said clearly comes off the Rambam, that the Ribua has no Iber, because he declares to put a Karfif even around the Ribua. Now we get to the Meiri on the Mishnah of the Samach, and that Mishnah, give me a minute just to open up the Meiri to our page, on that Mishnah of Nois Neruba Bibura Shalir, but also of Leklum, so the Meiri, Amar Meiri, HaMishnah Shviris, Kavanah Box, Fanel, and Nois Neruba Bibura Shalir, Leosa Klum, so the Meiri Pirish. Pirish Bibura Shalir, what's the Pirish of Bibura Shalir? Achas in the bottom, one of the houses, if you put your Erev in one of those batim, in the bias nipas bias yetze, pogum nipas pogum yetze, you put your Erev in the bias yetze, in the pogum yetze, that's besach shim shirayim, so extends the city. So they also club. You were a model, you were a mafsi, didn't help, you didn't make it worse. Sha'af b'layer is that yishlapayim amacharuch. It didn't change anything. He always had a payim, always had a payim from there. So when it comes over here, and the Meir does the same thing, the Mishnah Dorm not involved, now, unlike the Rambam, who says the taitch of osu bibura, iba means bibura shal ir, the Meiri says that Yibura is Achas on the bottom, that's B'sheich, B'seif, Shiv Mishirayim. That's what he says. Then he fears all this interesting thing. He says, the why is it, L'hoyav L'hivzid, Shadav Yedua, everyone knows, known fact, Yishapayim L'charuach, Yeh 2,000 Amos L'charuach, Chutz Yimogam Shisosa, Beyond Yimogam Shviso, Chutz L'seis, Chutz Me'arba Amos L'kayme, Yigah Apayim Amo, the Apayim Amo start, after the Arba Amos L'kayme, the Chola Ir, the whole city, Shishavas B'seicha, the Yerushavis in that city. The Ribua, and it's Ribua. The Ibura, and it's Ibur. Harei Mechal Ir, the old part of the ear, like Chosha Etzda HaKol, to be all considered, Ka'arba Amos. Nimsa, L'Hirviach, Be'er V'Zeklum Tzach Ir, but you wouldn't Maviach in that direction, L'Hirviach, B'Zeklum Tzach Kanag, they didn't lose anything in the other direction. So he throws in Ribua. The Kol Ir, Shishavas B'Seicha, the Ribua, and it's Ribua, the Ibura, and it's Ibur, is a Kol Mechal Ir, to be considered Kedal Amos. So, L'Chol was complacent in the Meiri over here, is that when the Mishnah says, a lashon of ibur, like nois deruva ibur shall ir also laklom, or nerdim ir also ibur amut v'tchoma. We're going back to the beginning of the parak. Ketsa ba'avim za'arim bias nichus bias yotze. The tights of the ibur shall ir, the ibur something that sticks out. Rashi brings the Gemara and the Gimel. The Gemara tight ibur is kisha ubra. The fetus sticks out of the isha. So that's the tights of ibur, something that juts out of the city. The bias that juts out of the city. That's the definition. When you see the word ibur, the Mishnah, that's what it's referring to. However, there's also something called Ribua Shalir. Chazar Masakna Din, you get a Ribua also. Why? Maybe because, like the Gemara says, Daftanalos, maybe it's Nemtsuch from the Tekon of Tempeyas, the Sheikh Shabbos. Maybe that's where it comes from. Tempeyas, even the concept, you see the Gemara Daftanalos, if you learned it, the Gel Gabi Havar Salam Shabbam, which is Dreistig Din, Gabi Navar Salam, here it's Gabi Mor, Gabi Jabon, look at it, like upon him, the Din Tempeyas, the Chazar gave Ribua for many Din Shabbos, and Chazar gave Din Ribua Shalir, the Gabi. What defines your ear before you start being made in the alpine. So the such thing is ribua. What did the Chazal give the ribua shal ear? Chazal created something called the ribua shal ear for Tchum Shabbos. Which din the Chazal gave it? So the Chorish stated on the Meiri that the ribua Chazal gave it the din of the Ibra ear. That's why he declares to maybe put a kaif around the Ibra. So if you put a kaif around the ear, he declares to put a kaif around the Ibra ear. You put a calf around the regular Ibra, maybe you put a calf around the Ribua. It's like that. Afim Omadina calf. If you put a calf only to the ear itself, you don't put a calf around the Ribua. And here's the same thing. He says at W. Dua, that call the ear, the Shalas Basecha, the Ribua and its Ribua. The Ibra and its Ibra, it's the Harry Machal ear, the Choshev, it's the call Karaba Amas. Everything starts after it's all Karaba Amas. Then you put an ear in the ear itself, or in the Ribua, or in the Ibura Shal ear, but also the club. See clearly, there's Dinim to the Ribua Shal ear. It's not just a practical thing, like how to measure the city exactly. It's a more practical, technical thing. There's real dim to it. We want to look different. When you see a Mishnah first, Ibar Ir, while the dictionary definition of Ibar Ir, the definition of Ibar is that it sticks out. Yishogro. So the Ibar Ir is what sticks out. But there's also something called Yibua. And Chazal gave a din to Yibua. What din they give to Yibua? They gave the din of Ibar Ir. So now we established that there's something called Yibua Ir. The Rambam holds the Smamish, the Taich of Ibar. When you see Lashon Ibar in the Mishnah, and when the Dorm and Irvin, it's referencing the Yibua. The Meiri says, when you see Lashon Ibur in the Mishnah, it's not referencing the Ribuah, it's referencing Echel and Abad, but to get out from the city. There's also something called Ribuah, and that's its basic that has a dinim of the ear. The Kol Yisrael says, the Ibur, not only the ear, but even the Ribuah, and even more, even the Ibur, Harein Kol B'chlal Ir L'chosha Etzla HaKol Ka'ar B'Amas. The Ribuah, in a certain sense, it's more basic, more Mishtayach to the city. Now, there's a din called Ha'indik Yishayla, that are some people who are very busy with in the past ever many years. They have two cities, that the cities themselves are not within Kufmal Vashlish of each other. So we just draw the Karfif around your city, Yivshim Shvara around your city, and two Karfifos will not overlap. And the Chum say in the Mishnah about the Zion, the Kufmal Vashlish around the cities, you're not going to have that. However, after Yom Rabbeah Dayars, the Ribuahs of the two cities do overlap with each other. Or the Ribuah of one city overlaps with the other city. So either the Ribuah of one city overlaps the other city, or if it doesn't overlap the city directly, but the two Ribuahs overlap with each other. And people want to know, does this mechaber the two ayyaros be considered for one Chum Shabbos, or is not mechaber the ayyaros? So there are many svarim, many ayyaros svarim, the bigger raya in the Shittis of Meiri. And the Meiri says, he danced with a karfif around the Ribuah. Now, if he danced with a karfif around the Ribuah, a karfif definitely works mechaber ayyaros. In fact, according to Chum, with the Iri Hamath Paskin like, look to Shem HaPaskin, according to Chum, with the Iri Paskin like, the whole chafs of karfif is only for Chiba ayyaros. Or Meir holds also for Medina. Chum, it's only for Chiba Ayaris. The Meir is definitely clearing for the calf around the Yibuah that should also work for Mechaber Ayaris. That means that in that side of the Meiri, if the two Ayaris did not come within Kufmal Vashlish of each other, and not only that, even after Merabeah them, they still, even the Yibuahs do not connect with each other. But the two Yibuahs come within Kufmal Vashlish of each other, the Meir is clearing of that should work for Chiba Ayaris. It's clearing for the calf around the Yibuah. What's calf for? According to the Meiri, it's one thing only. It's for Chiba Ayaris. So the Meiri Avim Amar Medina Karfif, that Meginish the Karfif to Ribuah, Meginish the Karfif to the Ir Alein. But the Vaila Zema, that was a basic by him, and the Ribuah works with Chiba Ayaris. Whole Dian is around the Karfif that he put around the Ribuah. Now, Rabbi, so I want to learn with you a Shtigl Tor. And it's a Menshin Tzad Yichas. Sim Shin Tzad Yichas is a sim that deals with basically all the lochas of Bedias at Chumin, Shin Tzad Yichas, and the Kadrin. Haram Shin Tzad Yichas, the basic lochas of Bedias at Chumin. So the Torah starting from the beginning. Somebody wants to measure the Alpayim Amash of Tchum Ha'ir. The whole wall is not straight. It has different things sticking out. It's not this jagged. There's a thread that's stretched out, draw a string, a line, connected the biggest extremity. And you measure from that line and on. The pictures. Each side, you dance if it's a chumah tuach at that place. Heiser chavam mitzad echad, the tzar mitzad acher, agula. If it's round, roy it's a kilim rabas. If it's round, you dance as ribuah square. Only the ribuah yesh they don't tour. Ribuah masifa leh masifa ribuah shloim. Show all lochos that I'm familiar with learning the sigurs. You do ribuah shloim, not ribuah asmoi. Unless if the city itself is rabas. But not Ribu Shlom has an egg in the square, its own square, not Ribu Shlom, or Tariq Luktina, it's a rectangle. Then you follow its natural contours. If it's a natural square rectangle, you follow a natural square rectangle of the earth, then you don't do Ribu Shlom. Gate to Vaita, I saw a city, Kaman Gamma, Kaman Keshis, because the pictures in front of us now, we all know what Keshis and Gamar, Ruinus, the Kumabas, Malia Batim, as if it's Malia Batim Chanseris, Pens, if it's Keshis Ksora, Keshis Lechova, all the others. One of the things that Mas'am with the city, if there's a bias or a pogrom or gedidias, kesharim, sheishba mezdir, all these things within Shim Mishraim of the city, then and another one connected to Rosh Hashani, still running to Chut Matuach Alei. Take the last extreme point and draw a line from there. Moed Misham Aron, you moed Apayim from there and on. So the Tervaiter. La'achas shayisifo le'lerova. After your Moisef on the ear to Rabbeit, Moisef and Oyle, your Moisef more. You don't start measuring your apayim right from the ribuah line that we just spent how many lines and pages describing. El Mosifla Shivim Amma Vishirayim. Your Mosif after the Ribu, I know the Shivim Shirayim, and Misham the Eloch Maskulin the Alpayim. And from then on, you start measuring the Alpayim Amma of Tchum Shabbos. So the Mosif says, what's this stuff over here? La'ach Shasifu La Rabbi Mosif Oit Shivim Shirayim. Dam Zeh Shom HaMishnah Ol Nazayin Amal Aleph. The Mishnah of Nazayin Amal Aleph, Nosin Karen Fliyah, Dira Meir. Chom say only bin Shtei Ayores. The Gemara is in Pesukim. He says the Rosh, the Mordechai, they bring from Rami Rottenberg, Halach Kermeh, even Irachas, just from Medina, as a Tchum, with no second city, you give a Karfif. He says the Rambam, near Shapais and Chomim, Chen Yerub Diver Arif. See, I'm Machlit Vishonim, Paskin Rameh and Chomim. The Ashkenaz Vishonim, Rami Rottenberg, Rosh, and Mordechai, they Paskin Rameh, Sfarish Vishonim, the Riff of the Rambam, they Paskin Chomim. So not surprisingly, the Beseis explains, not surprisingly, the tour goes to us over Rosh, like the Rami Rottenberg and the Rosh, and they Paskin's Nice and Karfif Irachas. You give a Karfif. And Shulchan Aruch, also not surprisingly, the Mechaber, and the Mishin Tzadiches, Sevei, he goes, to ask the Riff of Rambam, and he paskins. Not like that, he paskins, that after you make the Ribu line, says, any bestir, it's Yerks in my ear, if it's within Shiv Mishirayim, so I'm a star of the ear, v'nech Shiv Mena, and you might have a Param al Churuch, moin chutzi beis dir azeh. Zot very much, it's Tzadiches Sevei, also as we expect, he brings the Torah, Agav Yishamim, she'ein maskin linda miyad in the bayis. He also measuring for the bayis right away. You draw a line near the negative bias. That's the kafif after the irachas. Maschilin, that's how you do it. Nearly welcome as they pass them their mall, like the Ram Rottenberg, Rosh Mordechai Torah, Connecticut, the Riff Rambam, and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Come the Chayyim state of Beferish in the Torah and the Ramah, that where do you put the kafif? You put the kafif out after your boy. What the Meiri clearly saw to do, but was Masik the Maisa not to do. The Torah and the Mor, they do the Maisa. They put the Karif around the Ribur. Now, if you put the Karif around the Ribur, that's Ogaret, that if the two Riburs overlap, then it's considered like one city. First of all, technical, practical, because if the Riburs overlap, that means the Karfifas around the Riburs are definitely overlapping with each other. And Karif, Zichel works for Chibayars. That's the Kuliyama, that even the Chom, even Mechaber agrees to that. The Oin, in Lomdus, if the Karif works for Chibayars, and the Karif, that means the Karif is Shtag enough Ibar that works for Mechabayars, the calf is going around the Ribur, that means the Ribur is Memishtayach to the city. That's so much so, the calf goes not around the city, but goes around the Ribur. That means the Ribur is the ear, like Loshon of Meiri, in the Samach, Kola ear, the Ribur, the Ibur, because you have the ear, and it's Ribur, which it's Merposh, that's Dov Yidur, that's Mishtayach to the ear, that's Kedal Amos, the Ibur. The Ribur is Memishtayach to the ear. And after that, you give a calf, which is a notch less Mishtayach to the ear, and that also works the Kuli Alma for Chiba Yaris. This Dig in the Torah and the Ramah, to Mechiach, like Mechaber Yoros, well, with Ribuas, and then some, and even with Kafifas around Ribuas, you do the Gedirik, Shalos Chiz Machsa Avram, from about 100 years ago in Galicia. He's Medayak this, Mechasitzrok, and Chilachas, similar to Magimel, the Shalos Medayak this Dirik in the tour, and the Mal Mechasitzrok, the Chuva definitely goes along with it. Falk, Machs Leo, there's big Arichus there about the Tchum, the Gates at Newcastle, and he goes to this Dirik. I once had the opportunity to speak to Gunny Bianca Blaze at Sal, Bama Chaper Sevin, Siva Shabbos, I was there at Sal, I want to talk to him learning. And I was working on it at the time, going back here, the winter of Tosh 9 Bays, a year before his Patira. This is Shvat Tosh 9 Bays, 12 and a half years ago. He was nifted a year later, suddenly. And I told him that I asked him what I know about the Chaba Yar, said, Yeribura, there's a Vadi Kur, there's a Zavis before Shulchan Aruch, he told me. There's a before Shulchan Aruch, before Shalach. When I said the Shiloh to my Rabbi Shulchanetsky Shlito, he also held that that this Diak is a you know, is legitimate Diak, and it's a Grada. I told him I'm a Gadiak in the Torah of the Ramah. He says, the Chazdishbek derived from the Torah of the Ramah. Name? The Chazdishbek is derived from different Torah of the Ramah. I said, no, not that Dig. Chazdish Malcha Dig. No, a different Dig. So I told him this Dig. And he held it's a Richtige Dig. So I told him that as we get to soon, Shem, that the Chazdish Klet the Shiloh. Chazdish Klet the Shiloh doesn't derive from the Torah of the Ramah. So maybe, maybe it's a Rai. Obviously, it's not a Dig. Always, Chazdish, why didn't Chazdishbek derive from the Torah of the Ramah? And I knew that Rav Shmuel would not be disqualified for that. That's not the way Torah works. Doesn't become the orais we share them at Shulchan Aruch wiped out because Chaznish cut the shayla dimming the raya. I knew that I'd come home from Philadelphia to Lakewood without having learned that. So then I didn't do my job. I said, it can't be because Chaznish doesn't bring the raya. So I was able to begin this of saying that the Chaznish doesn't bring the raya. Maybe that's the biggest raya. That's not a raya. And I got the full nazir from Rabbi Shmuel that's not the way it works. If it's a good raya, it's a good raya. So fine. And the Sefer Shari Oviv, who's the Sefer Shari Oviv? A gun to Burma Shlita from Bnei Brak had a Sefer Shari Ura. He was the first one with Sefer Shari Ura al Torah. And he also, at one point, started putting out al Rambam, Kederach Chom of Shach. He put out the Sefer Shari Ura on Avon's Manim. In the back, he printed Torah on Avon's Manim from his alter Zeder Blazer Bergman. So who was a Blazer Bergman? Blazer Bergman was a Mikam Chacham in Europe, moved to Eretzol, to Shlaim, one of his Nifta and Tafre Shad Beis, which is 1852. So that means he's early to mid 1800s. He was a Talmud of Avram Bing. Avram Bing was one of historically, Avram Bing was a Chavah of the Sefer, linked together by Nelson Adler. So the Talmud of Avram Bing, and he was a Chavah of the Archoner, and it's Archoner, and Blazer Bergman were together, Tamidim of Avram Bing, one of historically where to put him. So Blazer Bergman, so he has a lot there about Medina Zetchumen, whole Kudus about Medina Zetchumen, that Ramirez of Bergman, his Urinical prince over there in this Shari Oviv, the back of Shari Ura and Abbas Manim, whole Kudus about Medina Zetchumen, big Arutkos, Vice Class, is very Isaac in the Sinian, and he has a shtick on this, and he also holds the Pshitas, that this Diak is a Diak, and he said he spoke over his Rebbe from Bing, and his mask of Gam, he's real. Maybe Rabbi Lachrasenim Asvara, that Avram Bing held the stam Asvara, that it was like this. Now the Emes says, that Lachari Simur in the Torah Nirmal, and this is Blazer Bergman in the Shari Oviv, he's bedag this, that Lachari see also that he put a kafif after the Ribuah. Lachari state they have the Iber, the Yishayim Klai Shaila, if you have to have the Iber, keep putting on the Iber after the Iber. Let's put a kafif after from Abba the ear with something that has a Shaila Iber ear. So after that, could you put another calf around it, or is there a din that you can't get Ibrul Iber? And the Emma says that the Ravid, the Raj, but the Meiri, they're machmer, that you cannot put an Ibrul Iber. So he wants the Taina. Well, here you see the Torah of the Mahal Nag that, and the Chor Laloch, he wants to go with that, that the Torah of the Mahal, the place came, Alayim Manu Simchim, and it should come out, they should be able to do Ibrul Iber based on the fact that they put a calf around the Ribul. The Chor, it's this Machlekes over here. The Emma says in the Bialocha Alain Sefei, the Bialocha also is Maduig, they seem to understand the Shiloh and the Kaif around the Ribuah is still a Tony Yam Machlekas, because with the Machabah the Mav Machlekas, if you put a Kaif around the Ribuah, that the Machabah says no, and the Mav goes and he says, yeah, now, should the Machabah is going without Ang Steyor, it's only Irachas, he passed the Machabah, there's not no Kaif if it's only Gabi Irachas, the Mav is the Kaif for Gabi Irachas. Amais the Bialocha, he brings at the Rive of the Raj, Meiri, the Zach Mashenim, say, don't give Ibul Iber. And based on that, the Berlocha is mefaktik on putting a kafif around the Ribuah. That's the second time it's Ibul Iber. Lamaisi, the Berlocha is not so excited. He's going also, doesn't like so much that this Ramah. And the Achrod of the Berlocha, Shlomaisa, he says, and Biragosh, it's like David Shag the Machab. Anyway, not to give a kafif for, like the Machab, not the Mod, not to give a kafif for Yerachas, which they're yours. He says, that upon him, when you're handling Yerachas, and you have two things. First, you have Hashem, but don't like Ibul Iber. So maybe you can't put a kafif around the Ribuah. Second, you have the sheet of the Machaber, which of those who shenim, the Machmirim, that go to Chom Nakir Meir, the Rambam from the Rambam, and the Goyim's Machmir big like that, Sadik like that, the Yom Kippur Kafir Achas, so the real officers have Zeba Yishimeko, because you have two Sfars Machomer. First of all, could be Einois and Ibel Iber, and second of all, that you don't give a Kafir Achas Machal. Then he says, Yishimachar. Mashavoy says, if Halang Shtea Yoras, that the Machaber also be to their mother, you give a Kafir, because Shtea Yoras, that's the Chom Nagreen, that's Mefush, they give a Kafir Shtea Yoras, according to Chom, the whole Chapt of Kafir is only Shtea Yoras. So then the only Rishon we have against you, the Rishon Ramach, not to give Ibel Iber. So maybe then the Bialoch sounds like Zeba, he masks him, he can be Samach Lachal, but when you're having Yerachas, and it's putting a Kafir on Ribuah, so you're doing Ibel Iber, and it's Yerachas, telling your man, Lachomim, of Zeba, the Bialoch wants, the Bavadi Shlochash, the Vrem, Akapam, the Bezej, and Chesh for the Machmir. My Shmoy Sibi, if you're having Shtei Ayaris, then there is room to make him, and to make a Kafir around the Ribuah. Then it'll come out of the two Ribuahs, or I think Kufma of Shlish of each other. Then now they can make the ayars the ribuos. Even if the ribuos come in from a shlishim shal, they can make kafifus around the ribuos and be mechaber that way as well. That would be an extra step. The law is not so excited. It looks like, but it sounds like halach the ayars the ma'is ladino. It sounds like it'd be semach on that. The emes is it's no makom bolden and svara and the whole tliyah that saying that the shalup in the kaf around the ribuos telling ibel ibor and saying that it's mukach for the fact that the Torah and the ma for the kafif after the ribuah that the whole. You could even believe not the Rav and Rashi Meiri the Chorus the Malkum Modern the Malkum the Dings the Chandan Svar, because you could say that if you only have a schus to go one Iber, Chazal gave one Iber, so you put an Iber to the city, the Bayis Yotzer, the Pogum Yotzer, whatever it is. So then to put Iber to Iber, to put a second one, some Mechtesi that the Chazal gave Rishus to once, not to put a second one, to put a Kafir on the Iber. But actually Ribua, we explain for the Meiri, that's not the definition of Iber. Ribua is not out. Chazal gave a schus on the Iber to the city. Ribua is because Alach of 10 pays the Shev Shabbos. That's what Chazal signs on Ribua. Or maybe it's Damshia. Maybe it's because it's easier to measure. Whatever it is, Chazal, let's say Tempeyas. Chazal signed to give Ribua. Now, Ribua, so what dinim would Ribua have? So they have to give some sort of dinim. So they didn't give it a din of Irmamish. They didn't give it a din of Garnish. They gave it a din of Ibor. But you weren't using your schosm of Ibor when you made the Ribua. You're giving Ribua because Tempeyas. You could be still have your schosm on Ibor, and therefore you have the right to put the kaif around the Ribua. And therefore, from the fact that Tur and the Ramah put Karfaf after Yibua, it's not a riot. They would say you can put Ibel, you do Ibel Iber Stamazoy. At Lamuch, the Dings of the Rishonim say Ainus and Ibel Iber. And they would say those Rishonim are not Mukh, the Dings of the Torah and the Ramah. Rishonim say Ainus and Ibel Iber could be a mask to the Karf after Yibua. Ground the tour lay on the Simon Duxachmer is Mavur, it does be Ibel Iber, so would plop the Shatase. The Ramah's Nazmavur, the Ramah's Lumar Makatsil on the Simon, doesn't have as many Asagas and Machabr as the Torah maybe would have liked him to have had. And the Ramah's Namuch, they give Ibel Iber. So in the Ramah itself, could be it's Namuchach, and it's Namuchach, the Rav Raj Meiru Dings of Echshia, the Berloch holds it totally. Now, Halacha Mais, we'll get to in a minute. I just want to talk first a little about the Chazanish. Before we get to the Chazanish, Chazanish is the Dayak Losh, the Rashi, and the Torah, and the Ramah, I mentioned briefly on Daftan Hayim and Aleph. But talk to Chametz Yesh Nivritza, and the Shir is Bekuf Mal Vashlish. So the Rashi and the Torah, and the Ramah, Matak Losh and Rashi, Beduktuk, that's it's Kuf Mal Vashlish, the Chametz Yesh Nivritza, Bezu Kenegazu. So to speak, when there was a fire and part of the city got burned down, that was a great havoc in the middle of the city. It was connected to a straight down. It didn't happen diagonal, but the break in the city was straight down. Straight down, if it's less than Kufma Vashlish, the two halves are Mechob, they blibes to one. If it's more than Kufma Vashlish, they blibes seven. Lachara, the postal code for two halves will still be the same. If it's more than Kufma Vashlish, Lachara's still one municipality. Lachara, you see that municipalities don't really play a role. In Chum, if it's more Kufma Vashlish, it's a havoc, doesn't help, that's one city. A lot of people think it does play a role. Lachara's Mukh does not play a role. Municipality, and etc. But Al Kaponim, it's all the Kamav Shlish. So, what's the Zu Kenega Zu? So, Chazanish, Arthur Dayak, you see that you can Machaber the Ribua, and that's why, if we've got an angle, so the Ribua is overlap. Putting that aside, Zu Kenega Zu in Lashon Rishonim, it means Zu Kenega Zu. It means Benictuk, it means exact. Now, why is it after Mamish Zu Kenega Zu? Even if you have a little bit of an angle, a slight angle, the Ribua still will not overlap with each other. So, you have leeway off the Samav Leeway until the Ribua start to overlap. So, why is it necessary Mamish Zu Kenega Zu? So I think it's Vidig and Rashi, and turn them all Matil is Lashon Rashi, that Zu Kenega Zu is Bedafka. You know why? Because since the Shir is Kuf Ma Vashlish, we're staying in the Gemara, it was passed in the turn Shulchan Aruch, but it's in a slight angle, even an angle of 1 foot. Now, you can rabbe the two halves. You're right, the Yibuahs will overlap. The Yibuahs will be less than Kuf Ma Vashlish of each other. Put Kaif around the Yibuah, and there'll be Mechubar. And this is the Shita of the Torah and the Ramah, that Kaif goes after Yibuah. So I'm not saying a Chiddush. The Torah and the Ramah would say, that once it's even slightly off, not Zu Kenega Zu Mamish, it will be one. So it has to be Zu Kenega Zu. In fact, because the Slosh Naraj Zu Kenega Zu, the Torah of Mamish Matagid Bediktuk, they found the Mokka there, so there you saw it, they put a Kaif after the Ribuah, which they passed over here in Zervay, could be as Nemtzach Vadorin, that's the Slosh Halacha. Upon that's the guy with the extra step in Kaif around the Ribuah, the Chorab Bediktuk, as such. Chazanish, in Simuk of Yitzchak HaDazayin, cleared by Mechabed Ribuah, is not Nochus, the Shiloh of Kaif around the Ribuah Bechlau, he bedaik the Losh Naraj and the Torah of the Mati Mekel. Then the brackets, he backs off a dig, or maybe backs off the psak machal, he backs off, he's a dichle, so the darts are hechra, the brackets end. Then after the brackets end, the chazanish is mamshech, it's meikol lemaisa, goes arichas, he meikol lemaisa. A simple reading, the chazanish definitely sounds like he backed off the raya, darts are hechra, lemaisa, he's meikol loch lemaisa. And I know there are gurus, chazanish experts say no, the brackets is the last thing, they say to do it, maybe it is. And the chazanish, the brackets means on his own sefer chazanish, he added things to the guyanis, and when he reprinted, he stuck in the middle of brackets. Instead of rewriting the shtickle, stuck in the brackets. The brackets, that's the last thing he's supposed to walk out with. The chay is matkul adik in the end. And he's a darbet sarkhechra. The chay is a blibes, local shah blibes out of achra. I don't know why he can't be the darbet sarkhechra, just that he's bagging off the raya and the raya, he's a hechra, it's a raya, but someone will say that no, he's bagging off the psak, bagged off the gamma. I don't claim to be a chazanish guru, to be an expert in chazanishes. I think there's many chazanishes, there many people pass lochal myself, and many of the chokhe chazanish, the people have to change a lot of things if they can mishav themselves to this mindset, because very often there's a brackets in the middle and then it continues and you have to read the brackets after. Hank Nevsky definitely, he learned the Chazanish was Mekel Lamaisa. It's more reading Shalachas, it's clear, he brings the Raya, the backs off, Tzarachian, and then he continues to Mekel Lamaisa. Shalachas was written by Chagdesk in one shot. He didn't add that line afterwards in the middle. It was written in one shot to read legibly, so to speak. And there's somebody who learned Hank Nevsky also that Chazanish is not so clear. He writes, Praklisi Dainti Shalachas. The Rav Shalachas is not so clear what he meant, what the Rav meant, how this Grenna meant. He writes, so what's the Chazanish old one? He writes back, Mavur Shadai to Lahok, Mavur the Chazanish Shanti Megal. There's a Yaman in Lakewood, in Spanish Kavoya. I heard he went to Chagyevsky and he asked him, Kimachaba Yorisai, dear Buo, it used to be a hot topic in Lakewood, now quiet down. But 10, 15 years ago, it was a hot topic. So he asked Mechaim the Shiloh. I heard Mechaim answer them. So I went over to Mishiva. I asked him, is it true they asked Mechaim? That's why I showed the El Chad this Yaman. Is it true they asked Mechaim about Chiba Yorisai Buo? I didn't ask, my brother asked him. I said, you weren't there? No, I went with my brother to Chaim, and my brother asked Chaim. So this guy's like a real technical, like fact. My brother asked the Chaim. I said, but you were there. So what did your brother ask? Well, yes, answer. He asked him, Chaim answered, That answered Tzirachas. Comes on. Lalocha, the Makubu the Gapsak definitely seems to be the Machab Yaris Teribuah. There's a Tamchachim from Monsi Zatzal who we found in his own notes that we got our hands on from Toshkov Beis. That he asked Ramosha, he wanted to do this in Monsi, was to get him to walk to Good Sam Hospital or whatever it was. But he spoke and learned from Ramosha many things in Tchumen, and his notes that he asked Ramosha be Machaber, I did Ribuah, Shmagil Ribuah. And he writes, Vahesha Shaposha Shamotim. Ramosha, it's Pasha that's Motim. I mean, it's not first really place. Pasha, they have a boy told me it's Pasha before Shachnar, it's turn their mind, you know? There was a big medida that was done by the square of Tchumabad, Hamafur Semis, people have been in the mountains in the Hampshire place, I've seen maps done by the square of Tchumabad. The founder of the square of Tchumabad was Yid by Ram Vander. I don't know if he's alive anymore. I had the glad night to speak to him on, he wanted the date on Test Tavis Tafshnai and Bays, some 12 and a half years ago. He's a very older person. He had given over to the, you know, those who are Spitzer, Kaskawais, the ones who do it nowadays. Anyway, and he, I called him up. The one was he printed the Ola Yankov, which I believe today is called the Zeri Yankov, named after the Alta Skyra, but the Skyra Kavitz comes out, I'm sure, periodically from time to time, Shtigal Terin, you know, and Shu is in it. And the front of the Ola Yankov that came out of Adatashim Aleph is a Shtigal that works out the Medidas of Muncie and Square, including the Good Sam Hospital. And it works out those number of pages. And it says in the beginning, all the Medidas here were done, appear Bonham Gainim, Bian Kamnetsky, Ramesh Nishpas, who was the Skyra Dine at the time. Rav Nosson Horowitz, not sure there was, and Shmuel Teufelfeld. You might have heard of the place first from that Tkufa. Anyway, so on there he goes, does Medidas there for like 6-7 pages, and he writes there, Klar, some place, there's a break, and then Machabed Yerbu, it's the only place in the whole Tshuva it says, whole 7 pages, Asher Hayur Rabbanim and Ga'inim Shlita, Lachabed Yerz Yerbu. It's the only place he says, Mamash Hayur Rabbanim Ga'inim, that we should do it. So I want to know from him two things. First, I want to know if everything that he did over there was Chol HaDeis, or just Bianker, or Naishtas. So tell me if I remember that he asked Shalom, everyone got along, give a Shalom. He asked when he got to that point of view, so everyone was more accessible. He asked everything to everyone, or he asked each thing, you know, anything you see there, is it from everyone, is it who he saw that day? Also, he says that he writes there some clues, some of them, it's good, some hospitals, some chak for hospitals, some of them, clues. I want to know what those, what special clues for the hospitals, which people were about. So he, so I called him up. This is in Topstein Bay, he's very older, door up the phone, just told me to speak to him Yiddish, English not going to go so good. And I asked him, and whatever level you know, Yiddish is able to ask him, that I saw they did this Medidas. I said that I wonder if he asked everything to everyone, or if he only asked whoever he met that day. I said, I didn't want to be a nationalist with a square dime. So I said, Mir's Nassan was Van Kanetsky Gahan, but Ichman Khatama from Zanzun, which spoke Kametsky in Philadelphia. Well, Mir's Nassan was Van Kanetsky Gahan. Well, this is the Alasaka Dorden, from Van Kanetsky, or some from Yankee, some off from Nationalist, some off from Shabbatime, what else? So he tells me that. He asked everything to everyone. And any chumra that any one of the four wanted, he was machmer. Any kulu you see there, it means all four maskat yimekel. He said, Ichmel is kvar chasel, my roof gvener of naishlos. So vossel gefrekt the andre. So the different edis, different groups of monks at the time. Lutvish is going to yank it, but it's also Mosn Horowitz, which I would tell you before. Chamnish kevot, that's Lutvish saw in Tainas, that I made a whole medida, and I made a public, and I only did it for my rov. And there were among the Zinnish maskim. So I asked everything to all of them, and show you. And what over Megal was Megal, anyone want to Machba is Machba. If you see a clue there, it's up here all four. So I asked them, what about the Shas Chak to go over there for hospital? He said, that Shas Chak is something on 24 inch Alma, say for Alma. That's the only thing that was a special clue for Shas Chak for hospital. Everything else, they're all the coolers with Lachatilo. Tell me, Chul Kefet, by Allah, by Bianca, by Allah, on this Kavot, as Lutvishal Zalman Tanis. From this Kavot, Hagag is Nevish Demolz, and Chvunish Hagag is Nevish Yetz. That's the conversation. You have the phone. Upon him, so that's, I guess, it sounds like I wasn't the first one to call him, you know, in recent history. To verify what exactly happened. Like, well, that's what he told me. This psalm is from Moshe, Bianca of Nice, Shmuel Knesset, I asked the Shilas to Shmuel Knesset, my Rebbe, as well as Shlai Miller, sat down with them with maps. This is what they told me to do, Bianca Bloy as well. Like, Mechzitzrok and the Falcon Maxalio comes out like this, the Pasha Maskans Chaznish, Chaim Chaznish, the Gemak Devon, Dovnan Chaznish also. The God of the Shilas of Kaif around the Ribua. That second shaila could be mechaber if the ribu is no connect, but the kafiv is connected around the ribu. As this klepus is tafilo, and the shaila why doesn't clear it? Clear will come out from the bialocha that 1 year shnab meikol kaf after ribu, but 2 yards kum mechaber. When you have that the chama moed remeir, just have the rishon ramachmer ibul iber sounds like a zeva yikum meikol. My meisim liku was not the gel of meisim. Now, after time to do this, we've done places Utah, Tennessee, we did Florida also. I don't remember this was somewhere. Remember the pratum anymore? That's for. Someone Abba Cohen, who works for the Aguda in Washington, who lives in Baltimore, service ring, something like that. He was went to Florida for Askanis purposes, and he wanted to be able to walk to Minyan on Shabbos or something like that. And he sent us the Google Maps from from South Florida. I don't remember now exactly. I should have, this is my homework before I came here today. to check up exactly. I've saved all the maps where it was, but it was a Shoar Maisa. We'll say that, you know, if you can walk, you know, if you connect the link with it, it can't be. How do you connect the link? You can probably walk all across America. It's not true. About a week ago, I took on an abundance of a shul in hell. If you want to walk from our shul in hell to Lakewood, there's the cutest route you want to take. If you want to go the standard way, you're going out of the Trum. There's a big cash of Chava in hell, and it knocks out half of hell from the Trum. So you cannot get across America. You can't even get across hell, New Jersey, which is just across north of Lakewood. I don't know if the matzah was by you in North Miami Beach, was connected to other Ayaris, Kfar, Masmuchim Law. You know, there are some places like North Jersey, at Teaneck, Bergenfeld, saying everything's connected. There's township lines, certain places. It's all connected. It's all one. It's a small hefsek. You make your bua and you connect. And we connected Lakewood to Jersey Shore Hospital in Neptune and Monmouth Hospital Long Branch because Lakewood's connected to Brick to Point Pleasant. And then all the way up on the ocean, it's all connected to each other. It was one break, mid bua, and we got over. We tried in the Garden State Parkway or the 18 to get to these hospitals. I used to live in Lakewood. You know these hospitals. People, babies, Monmouth, Jersey Shore. Take the Garden State and the 18 and go out of the Chum. By Alair, by the 195, there's a big cache over there also. Yeah, out of the Chum. So we can't just assume that things are good. You have to know what you're doing. But if you know what you're doing, there's a lot that you could, a lot that you could do. I will stop over there. Bye, sir.